We're visiting with Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, a good win for you guys on Monday night, 52-35 over Opie. Sage Hadley, a big night, 31 points and 13 rebounds, a big night for the junior. What'd you like also besides Sage's performance from Monday night?
I thought just our overall effort on the defensive end. We did a really good job of hitting the offensive glass. You know, Sage, Sierra, Katie Ott, did a really good job of getting on the glass. I thought we did a good job of moving the basketball side to side, not settling a whole lot. We played a lot of inside-out basketball. Sage just had a really good night, similar to what Audrey did in the championship game against them a couple weeks ago. And, you know, everybody kind of fed off of that and did a really nice job. And we didn't knock down too many shots from the outside, but I thought they were good shots we were taking, just kind of in and out on a lot of them. So, but overall, I'm very pleased with our effort.
You think there was a little rust going into that game because you hadn't played in 6 nights?
You know, I don't think so. I think that, you know, we came out last Tuesday and played extremely well against Linden. And, you know, we took Wednesday off, had some pretty good days on Thursday and Friday, and then, you know, got ready to go for Monday. You know, I just think that, you know, it just wasn't our night shooting the ball, which is why we preach playing defense. Getting the ball inside, touches first, trying to get to the foul line, get ourselves going that way, as opposed to just settling so much on the outside.
You know, what's big coming up here down the stretch? I believe basically have locked up the number one seed in your guys' sub-state. You have two games left. You have SEC remaining on Friday, and then a big one coming up on Tuesday night with Osage.
Yeah, so, you know, that Friday night I'm going to probably allow us an opportunity to play a lot more girls, get us ready to go, which we've been trying to work on as well. And then Tuesday night's a big game against the Flint Hills League champs. Really need to come out and get our best effort and get us into postseason. So looking forward to the effort and toughness and game plan efforts that we have to be able to play.
What's big to get some of those younger pups into the game on Friday, knowing you know, your top girls know they're going to be in a dogfight on Tuesday with Osage?
You know, I think either way, I think they'll be ready to go. You know, a lot of those girls, freshmen and sophomores, you know, I just really haven't had to play them. But anytime their name's been called, they've done a really good job. Did a really good job in the semifinals against Madison when we need to call their names. To get in there and play, done a good job of subbing in and out here in a couple first quarter opportunities and then finishing out games for us in the fourth quarter when we've had that lead and allowed them to play. So really happy with their growth. I think, you know, truly buying into what we're trying to do here. And so giving them hopefully an opportunity to play on Friday will be good for us.
Visiting with Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, SEC coming up on Friday and then Osage coming up on Tuesday. And then you're going to have maybe 8-9 days off, maybe even 10. I think the girls go on Friday the 1st for sub-state, but then that means you'll be playing a back-to-back when you're in sub-state. But you get the first round by with the number one seed in your guys' sub-state, which you'll be hosting. What's big coming up, knowing you're going to have another 9-10 days in between games after Tuesday night?
You know, I think just taking care of business here. I'm getting ready to go for Friday and then Tuesday again, and then we'll play those 9 to 10 days out. You know, like you said, we get a host upstate, get the number one seed. So when we play on Friday, then we play well enough and fortunate enough to move on to Saturday. That's nice that it's at home. So really excited about that and the opportunity for our girls in that system. But the first thing is we got to take care of Friday and then also take care of Tuesday to end up where we want to take care of. And so I'm excited about that. And I know the girls are excited as well, too, pretty focused on our mission at hand and what we'd like to see and how we want to finish this thing out.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with SEC. Best of luck on Tuesday with Osage. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks right before Substate.
Hey, thank you.
That is Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Grimmett Construction on KVOE Live and Local.